Hey guys, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman, and we're the co-authors of the Politico Playbook. We're talking about things that have happened in the last year since we've taken over Playbook, and I think it'd be helpful to kind of take a step back and talk about all the things that have changed in Washington last year. I mean, we took over at the kind of in the end of the Obama administration, and President Barack Obama was setting his legacy with, a Republican Capitol Hill, and basically 8 years of pretty serious gridlock on the legislative front.
What's amazing to think about, Jake, is we actually took over right before the political conventions. So we were headed to Cleveland and talking about, it was the start of everybody getting really serious with Donald Trump. And it's amazing just in 1 year how everything has changed. He's now the president. Clearly, they're kind of finding their sea legs in terms of how to deal with Capitol Hill. Lobbyists are trying to figure out, where the levers of power are in this kind of new era.
So, I remember, and this is going to be helpful for our recently announced book that we're writing that is going to come out in March 2019. Please pre-order whenever it's going to be on Amazon. And if it's on Amazon, that means it's real. So that means we actually have to write it. I remember sitting in my hotel room in Janesville, Wisconsin on election night, and I was with Paul Ryan in the Holiday Inn Express or something like that. I don't remember.
Only the best of our Politico's time.
Yeah, if you think we're flying private jets and staying at the Ritz-Carlton, you're wrong most of the time. So I remember thinking, and I remember writing in Playbook, how everything would change. And I remember saying pretty bluntly in the first Playbook the day after Election Day, Obamacare would be gone. And Obamacare, here we are in the middle of July, and Obamacare's not gone. And I think we, if we could be self-reflective for a minute, we were probably a little bit too bullish on what an all-Republican Washington could get done.
I think it was kind of after months and months of them saying to us, and saying to voters, frankly, if you give us the keys to the castle on Capitol Hill and at the White House, that then we are going to be able to change, all of the legacy of Barack Obama, whether that is, Obamacare. They certainly were extremely bullish on the tax reform package, all of these different things, turning back regulations. And so far, if you look at what they've been able to accomplish, certainly Donald Trump and his administration have done things to roll back some of the regulations and executive orders and things like that, but there's been little movement. I mean, little has changed really in the dynamic on Capitol Hill.
The one thing that I found interesting is we were talking in 2016, about almost like President Obama's like permanent progressive legacy, right? I mean, this was somebody who was a transformational president in the sense that he was first African-American elected, and we talked about how he changed, Democratic and progressive politics for a long time. And now, I mean, in one election, it's been completely flipped on its head. And now, I mean, we never thought we would be talking about Russian meddling in the election, CNN almost being, in the New York Times words, almost the opposition to the president of the United States. We've seen in the media landscape in the last couple of years a resurgent CNN, a resurgent MSNBC,
Washington Post.
Yeah, and resurgent cable news, frankly. Right. And I think we've reflected that in Playbook over the last year, and we're always looking for new ways to reflect it.
Thanks for listening.